Today's episode is the best of the best of the best. Why is it the best of the best of the best? Well, let me tell you. Today's episode is the first podcast that will also be shown on YouTube. So maybe you're watching this on YouTube right now. But it's also the best of the best because we're covering the end times. We're actually recovering the series we did at the beginning of the year. And why is it the best of the best of the best? Because there are new things that are happening in the end times, and we're going to update you throughout this series. So stick around. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hope you're doing well. Those of you on YouTube, those of you on the podcast, thanks for checking us out. We start the best of the best on the Revelation series, End Times. I think you're going to like it because we're not only going to cover what we talked about when we first did this series, we're going to add a few things every day, insights that we see going on in the world today. First of all, if you want to reach out to me, you can at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. If you want to register for the COVIDs and Couples Crisis Seminar, October 30th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., make sure you register through tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Many of you have reached out to me on Facebook, and you've texted me, whatever, social media, whatever. You can send me a smoke signal. I am fluent in smoke signals, so make sure you check that out. That sounds like I'm a druggie. That's not what I mean. Well, no, that's not what I mean. This is kind of weird. It's my first day. I don't know whether to look at my computer or look at my phone, but we are going to keep moving forward. Now, I want to ask you something. Has your relationship gotten as good as you want it? And how long will it take you to make it as good as you want it? Well, that's why you need to go to this couples conference October 30th, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're going to have a great Q&A at the end. Guys, I promise you're not going to leave feel beaten up. In fact, you're all going to leave better off with more tools, encouraged, and ready to rock the world. Whether you're married, divorced, single, dating, engaged, come and be a part of it. Also, our giveaways. We're having a raffle for men and women. Ladies, you'll be winning a high-performing Women of Faith breakthrough basket. Say that fast five times. You'll be getting a bunch of books, some ladies stuff, 1 month free in the Inspire Collective, which is a coaching program for high-performing women of faith. You'll be introduced and work with Melissa Bazat, who is an owner and therapist of the Women of Faith. You'll also be receiving a Living Water Christian Counseling Package, the Inspire Collective, and a salon package for hair, color, cut, nails. I don't know what else to tell you on that. So, guys, this is exciting for me, and if you're a guy, hopefully. The Taurus G3 9mm, it holds 13 rounds, has two additional magazines, comes with a case, a tactical belt, 100 rounds of ammo, right there, guys, 100 rounds of ammo, a knife, a magazine holder for your tactical belt. It's going to be phenomenal. The value is well over $500, so that's how we pay for our conference. We raffle stuff off. Cool stuff, by the way. Now, I mentioned this yesterday. I'm going to say it real quick again. If you need a letter or you want to look at a letter for a template letter for exemption from the vaccine, reach out to me. I'll be happy to send you some of those that I've written for others, and you can definitely copy it. So if you're watching on YouTube, welcome to my house. Some of you always wondered, where does he do this podcast? Well, I honestly do it all over. Last week, I was doing it in a hotel in the fitness center room. But anyway, today we're in the house. Now, we're going back to the best of the best, replaying our end time series. So you're going to see the first few minutes of our podcast here on YouTube if you're watching. But if you want to hear the whole rest of the series, you're going to have to dial in to the podcast. Why? Because we're replaying a big chunk of what we first did. There's no reason to put just the audio on the YouTube channel. And if you've ever clicked on one of those videos and you're like, what? Yeah, we're not going to do that. But let's start with this. Since the election, a lot has happened moving forward towards the end times, even since when we first posted this end time series. The pandemic is of the enemy simply because it is a disease. It kills, steals, and destroy, which is what Satan comes to do, kill, steal, and destroy. So we know it's of the enemy. But it's also of the enemy because it honestly is one of the best ways to prepare for the Antichrist. It is a softening, if you will, to lowering our faith level and raising our vulnerability to follow anyone or anything. How many Christians, I think you could call them Christians, have you seen in the last year pander and fall to just about anything? They almost sell their soul in order to not get COVID. It's crazy. So whether you're Christian or not Christian, it's happening, but in what ways? Well, did you know that the majority of the world's currency today is non-cash currency? In fact, the world's debt is $300 trillion, and the U.S. has more than 10% of that debt. That's $29 to $30 trillion, and we want to add an additional $3 to $5 trillion to it with this next spending package. So with the pandemic, people did not want to handle the cash anymore. Cash has germs, money, currency, bills. Oh, we don't want... So they want to go to a cashless society, which is exactly what will set up the end times. And by the way, if you don't want to handle cash, send it to me. These small steps, obviously, are going to be the perfect storm, right? They're going to be the foundation for the Antichrist to come. And Garth, is the Antichrist here on the earth? I think he is. If I was going to guess, I'd say he's probably in his late teens, early 20s, gearing up for world power domination. I don't know how he'll move into the spotlight, but so these steps, they're going to create the perfect storm for the foundation of the Antichrist to come. With a one world currency, we will definitely then have a one world government. We will have a one world leader, but it just takes a little time for that frog in the pot to boil and then bleed. So you can pray against it. You can stand against it. You can come against it in the name of Jesus. Look, it's already in place. It's happening. You can't stop it. So what do? You get ready. First, you tell as many people about Jesus as possible. You live on fire for God, and you don't panic. You live a life of faith. God said he will take care of us through this. Also, look at this. The energy and financial crisis in China is ramping up. Now, China doesn't want you to know this, but a lot of world experts will tell you that China is having huge financial problems and huge energy problems. And because of this, it's ramping up. They could easily be maneuvered into an alliance for a world war. China's not impressed by our president whatsoever, and probably even emboldened a little by how horrible he handled Afghanistan. His lack of courage was voluminous. I mean, he screams. And so you can see, again, the end times all over this. Revelation 16 talks about the nation of the East. Many believe that's China. We owe China half our country. We're so in debt to China, they could choke us out in the next few years. The cost of living here in the United States is skyrocketing. The dollar store is now the $2 store. I don't know if you remember the verse in Scripture, Revelation, but a day's wage will cost, a loaf of bread will cost a day's wage. You'll work a whole day just to be able to buy one loaf of bread. We used to laugh at that, but look around. It's not getting any better. Anyway, let's not waste any more time. If you are watching, I encourage you to listen to today's End Times podcast on the David Alliance YouTube channel. And for those of you who are just simply here to watch the YouTube channel, there's so much more on the podcast. Make sure you check it out. So, without any further ado, we'll cut right to the meat and potatoes of that podcast. And so today's podcast is going to be rather long because I had to do the intro. But until tomorrow, keep slaying giants. Are we in the end times? I think we are. Is Joe Biden the Antichrist? No, but I think the Antichrist is alive today on the earth. Where will he come from? Probably not the United States. And how soon do I think the tribulation will start? Well, to be honest with you, we're kind of in those birth pains now. And how bad will it get? Not sure, and I don't care. And why don't I care? Because I don't think we're going to be here. All that and more over the next week as we cover my views on the end times. Wake the faith up, Slayers. Well, you asked for it, you got it. I actually got quite a few emails. People saying, hey, we'd love to have you cover the end times. So we'll get to it here in just a minute. But I'm sure this is going to bring a lot of questions over the next week or two. So you can always reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Also, I'll tell you up front, if you ask me a question that I'm going to answer later in the podcast, in the series, I will just politely let you know to hang in there and keep listening. Also, you want a website, check out Webstix, WebStix.com. Tony Herman, coolest cat on the net. His company will do you right. And finally, you need that kick in the pants with the right supplement and the right idea to get fired up for your workout, check out wellbuiltsupplements.com. And if you purchase from them, type in the code WellBuiltTDA. You get 15% off, and I make a few percentage points that I put towards my podcast. And again, they have everything. They have BCAAs, performance energy, omega-3s, digestive enzymes, vegan protein, whey protein, and so much more. And it is top quality stuff. I use it myself, so don't think that I don't use it. It's great stuff. Now, let's talk about Bible prophecy, shall we? And here's where I want to go to begin with. First of all, nobody cares what I think. In fact, I've had people say, well, you know what I think? And I'll say, you know what? I don't care what you think. And they might even sometimes get half offended. And I'll joke and I'll go, no, seriously, honestly, I don't care what you think. Because if it's a topic that's scriptural or concerns eternity or salvation or some type of theology, all I care about is what the Bible says. Now, why should we care about what the Bible says? Well, because the Bible's where we hang our hat. I mean, I've bet my whole future, my whole eternity on the Bible and on the Bible being true. And so that's really all I care about getting my answers from. So in this series, I'm going to look as much as I can to Scripture. I've done a ton of study with other theologians and different experts, but still ultimately, I'm going to lean on Scripture. And where I think it's my opinion, I will tell you it's my opinion. And you on your own can do your best to figure out what you think should be said or done or whatever. Now, we'll get to that in a second, but I want to give a shout out to two books that I've read that have really helped me out. Number one is The Tipping Point by Jimmy Evans, and also 101 Questions About the End Times by Mark Hitchcock. Both great reads, pretty thick, a lot of information, not real heady, but a little heady. You need to know your Bible, but both really, really good books, along with a lot of other theologians that I have checked out and read. And Conversations with My Father. Now, in this series, we are going to try to cover things like, why am I pre-trib? Why is America mentioned in the end times? Or is America mentioned in the end times? What will happen to Israel? What will happen to the USA? Why most will be caught off guard when Christ comes back? What will the millennium be like? What will we do in the millennium? What will heaven be like? Why 1,000 years of peace and then let Satan loose? And so many more questions. But again, why, when we ask these questions, do we look to Scripture? Well, first of all, about 30% of Scripture is prophecy. Now, if you don't know what prophecy is, here's the short course. These are things that have been spoken about in Scripture thousands of years ago, prophetic, saying this is going to happen, and then it happens. It happens maybe a week later, a year later, hundreds of years later, but there are thousands of prophecies, and there are just about 600 to 800 that have been fulfilled in Christ's life and in the end times, and there are more yet to come. And in fact, the truth is that there are no more prophecies that need to be fulfilled in order for Christ to come back. That's, again, a topic for another podcast. But let me just jump into today with some foundational stuff. If we're going to talk about the end times, why use the Bible? Why trust the Bible when we talk about the end times? Or as I'd like to say, why am I so adamant about, I don't care what you think, I only want to know what Scripture says? Because prophecy is our proving ground. It's where we sharpen our axe when we give our opinion. Number one, the only one who can predict the future with absolute certainty is the one who controls it. So God controls the future. Thus, prophecy is so important to understand that God is in control. Consequently, God's messages about the future are our only reliable source of truth about it. That's why we put so much importance in His Word. Number two, God gives us prophecy to warn unbelievers and comfort believers. That's huge. Look, when we talk about the end times, it can make a lot of people really uncertain and feel a little agitated, a little nervous, maybe fearful. Well, how do you respond when you hear the Bible's prophecies? Look, if you're fearful, then maybe you aren't ready for the return of the Lord. And you need to maybe make some changes in your life. Or when you listen to it, are you hopeful? You have this intense pleasure, can't wait till Christ comes. See, through a proper understanding of Bible prophecy, you'll lose all fear and dread. Instead of going, oh, what's going to happen? Who's it going to happen? Why is it going to happen? Where's it going to happen? How's it going to happen? You can kind of just sit back and go, I trust God's word. I know I won't be here. I will try to tell others and share Christ with people so that they're not here, but ultimately, I can rest. Number three, prophecy gives us the assurance that all the Bible is true. See, here's what you need to understand. The Bible tells the truth about the future. How do we know? Because many things the Bible has already told us that would happen have already happened. See, it's not like just now when the end time starts, there's going to be some things that start to be fulfilled. There are hundreds of things that have already been fulfilled. And just the absolute absurdity of someone saying, well, the Bible doesn't know the future, when you look at all of the things it's already said, and I mean, what are the odds? They're stupefying. The odds are incredible that the Bible would get so many things right. That's how you know it's the Word of God. Also, number four, the Bible and the Christian faith have no rival. No, there's no other book out there that can help us understand the future like the Bible. No other book in the world, no other religion can even come close to predicting the future in advance the way that Scripture's done. There's only one God, and His version of events is our only sure picture about what will happen in the future. Again, I'm adamant when people say, this is what I think. I don't care unless you're quoting Scripture. If you quote Scripture, and maybe you have a different outlook on it, that's okay, I'll listen. But if there's no Scripture, I'm not going to waste my time. Scripture has the power of prophecy behind it. And number five, confirmation of the Bible's truth depends on the truth of its prophetic writings. What do I mean by that? If those prophecies don't come true, then the credibility of the entire Bible is in jeopardy, including its claims about Jesus. However, there's no mystery, because the Bible's truth is easy to measure. We can know the accuracy of the Bible's prophecies because they are incredibly specific. That's the beauty of Scripture. It doesn't say, well, kinda, maybe, we think, it should, kinda, sorta, possibly. No, my friend. It's specific right down to the day and the hour of many of its prophecies, and Scripture has nailed them. Nailed them again and again and again. Right up to announcing the day that Jesus would march into Jerusalem on a donkey Passover week. That was prophesied 540 some years beforehand, and it came to pass exactly within the day. Why? Because God's word is true. So sit back, relax, take a paper and a pen, get ready to ask some questions, and let's talk about the end times. And why? Not because they're coming, but because we're already in them. This is Garth Heckman of the David Alliance. Thanks for rating the podcast and sharing the podcast. Until tomorrow, if there is one, keep slaying giants.